Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Today in history, in 1923, President Calvin Coolidge lit the first national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. While we may think Christmas trees have been a staple of American life and culture since colonial days, it just isn't so. Scholars debate whether President Franklin Pierce or President Benjamin Harrison was the first president to put up a Christmas tree in the White House in the latter half of the 1800s, a century after our founding as a nation. President Theodore Roosevelt did not like the idea of cutting down trees, so he did not have Christmas trees during his tenure in the White House. However, one Christmas, his son Archie cut down a tree anyway and hid it upstairs in a closet. I'm sure Archie received a presidential pardon that Christmas. Christmas trees in the White House are a big deal nowadays. President Eisenhower set the initial record for having 26 Christmas trees in the mansion, but that number has been surpassed many times since. For instance, the 2021 White House has 41 Christmas trees. As mentioned in a recent podcast, Christmas trees are neither sacred or secular. They're neutral. Even so, when you see a Christmas tree, may its green remind you of everlasting life, and may its top point your faith heavenward to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and whose birth we celebrate. Merry Christmas! Please join us for Christmas Eve candlelight service tonight at 7 p.m.